Spies and technology. Machine intelligence. Intelligence agencies are grappling with the promise and pitfalls of AI.
When it comes to using artificial intelligence, or AI, intelligence agencies have been at it longer than most. In the Cold War, America's National Security Agency, NSA, and Britain's Government Communications Headquarters, GCHQ, explored early AI to help transcribe and translate the enormous volumes of Soviet phone intercepts they began hoovering up in the 1960s and 1970s. Yet the technology was immature. One former European intelligence officer says his service did not use automatic transcription or translation in Afghanistan in the 2000s, relying on native speakers instead. Now the spooks are hoping to do better. The trends that have made AI attractive for business in recent years, more data, better algorithms, and more processing power to make it all hum, are giving spy agencies big ideas too. On February 24th, GCHQ published a paper on how AI might change its work. Machine-assisted fact-checking could help spot faked images, check disinformation against trusted sources, and identify social media bots that spread it. AI might block cyber attacks by analyzing patterns of activity on networks and devices, and fight organized crime by spotting suspicious chains of financial transactions. Other less well-resourced organizations have already shown what is possible. The Nuclear Threat Initiative, an American NGO, recently showed that applying machine learning to publicly available trade data could spot previously unknown companies and organizations suspected of involvement in the illicit trade in materials for nuclear weapons. But spy agencies are not restricted to publicly available data. Some hope that, aided by their ability to snoop on private information, such modest applications could pave the way to an AI-fueled juggernaut. AI will revolutionize the practice of intelligence, gushed a report published on March 1st by America's National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence, a high-powered study group co-chaired by Eric Schmidt, a former executive chairman of Alphabet, Google's parent company, and Bob Work, a former deputy defense secretary. The report does not lack ambition. It says that by 2030, America's 17 or so spy agencies ought to have built a federated architecture of continually learning analytic engines, capable of crunching everything from human intelligence to satellite imagery in order to foresee looming threats. The commission points approvingly to the Pentagon's response to COVID-19, which integrated dozens of data sets to identify COVID-19 hotspots and manage demand for supplies.